All right, so my mom, 9 years I've been performing. She has never seen me perform. And so, well, my mom, when I first came out to her, she ripped up my birth certificate and sent it to me. I know, right? I was talking about that with my therapist, and I was like, wasn't that passive aggressive? And she was like, mm-mm. No, that was aggressive aggressive, yeah. And it was a fucking certified copy. I was like, you couldn't pick anything symbolic? You had to put there my actual birth certificate? Not just like a picture of me as a child or something? Like, that's harm reduction, right? Anyway, so my mom has definitely come around, but, you know, she's 9 years, she's never seen me perform. And, you know, I perform all sorts of, like, very, perform at night, the dark room, very nice place, right? My mom could come here, performed at a Wan Buddhist Divinity School, very nice place, my mom could have there, many metropolitan churches, you know, Allentown, Pennsylvania, Pride, any of those things would have been good places for my mom to come see me perform. You know where my mom wanted to come see me perform? In the middle of June, on the 30th anniversary of Stonewall, at the Stonewall Inn. The gayest thing ever, right? It's the gayest thing I've ever done. Guess who I was opening for? Lenny Breedlove. Now, you remember Lenny's last show where Lenny, like, had a little stuffed animal. It's like, hi, I identify as an elephant. Hi, I identify as a teddy bear, right? Very cute, very tame. I thought that that's the show that Lenny would be doing. No. Oh, no. In the show my mom came to, Lenny walked on the stage wearing nothing but a dick. And also, for no apparent reason that I could figure out, there was 20 minutes of Lenny peeing into a bucket on stage. Now, if you've ever been upstairs at the Stonewall, you know that the stage is maybe 2 or 3 feet from the front row where my mom was sitting. So I'm sitting in the audience thinking, my mom and Lenny Breedlove are having a golden shower scene. And then I said the words I have not said before or since. I turned to a friend and I said, could you please get my mom some more wine? So, we got through that incident more or less okay, but oh, the questions the next day at breakfast. So she's like trying to figure things out, right? So she's like, so there was a woman dressed like a man sitting on the lap of the woman dressed like a man. Is that the way it always is? And I was just kind of blank for a minute, and my 16-year-old nephew pipes up, and he's like, Grandma Piper, you know that role identity and role playing are two different things. And then later I was like, where did he learn that? And my girlfriend was like, Dungeons and Dragons. But my mom had one more question. So she's like looking at my beautiful girlfriend. And she's like, so I'm just wondering, Kelly, I just have this question I wanted to ask. Long sip on the coffee. I was just wondering, in your subculture, I didn't even know my mom knew the word subculture. In your subculture, are you considered attractive? And I was like, as a matter of fact, Mom, yes, I am. Thank you very much.